This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Lee Kramer, registered psychotherapist with PRS Toronto. PRS Toronto matches individuals and couples with therapists suited to their needs. Lee, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, Lee, for starters, what are some signs a couple should give couples therapy a try?
Well, I'm sure you've been out with friends who sit across from you and bicker and are preoccupied with each other's wrong statements and trying to correct each other, not looking at each other, probably being more interested in their devices than in what the other person has to say. You know, couples who correct each other, who just don't seem very happy with each other, couples who are bored, aren't communicating with each other. Really, people who aren't bringing out the best in each other and don't feel that they're loved the way they want to be loved or that they're listened to. You know, sometimes people feel that their partner just criticizes them and they don't understand why, or they're unappreciated and they're ignored, or that they've lost romance, they've lost tenderness, they've lost passion. You know, just not feeling loved in the way they really want to be loved. They've lost this sort of relationship agreement that got them together in the first place.
Now, is there a point in a relationship when therapy is not the answer or that therapy is too late to initiate?
Yeah, I think if one partner has removed themselves from the relationship and is sure that the relationship is over, then there's very little point in trying to do therapy with them, because trying to bring somebody back into a relationship when they've moved on is a waste of time and it doesn't work very well. So I like to see people before they reach that point, because my motto is try to mend, not end the relationship. People got together for good reasons, and it's worth trying to fight for it. But if somebody has moved on and has 10 toes out of the door, then there's not very much the partner who remains can do. So sometimes it can be they've fallen in love with somebody else, they've outgrown the relationship, they've got deal breakers, one wants to have a child and the other doesn't, or one wants to live in another country and the other doesn't. And these deal breakers become something that just means that the relationship is no longer viable.
Also, Lee, what happens in a couple's therapy session? What should people expect here?
Well, the hope is that what people, it's different from individual therapy in that you can't really escape from the other person's perspective on what has happened. So I used to do a lot of individual therapy, and it began to feel like tapping with one hand when your client was only talking about the relationship. And that's when I decided that probably to have both people in the room was a much better way to approach the issues, because you had two sides to every story. And very often in a individual therapy, when the relationship is the issue, the person is only talking about their perspective, and the getting the other person's perspective is enormously helpful because there are two people in the relationship. So one of the ways, there are lots of different kinds of couples therapy, but the one I do tends to focus on helping both partners to develop enough skills to help them help their partner. There's a lot of generosity of spirit in the kind of relationship I encourage, which is you're two people in a canoe. If somebody rocks the boat and the other person doesn't help them calm down, the canoe's going to tip and you're going to fall out. So what I like to do is to encourage partners to really understand what the other person is going through and help them regulate how they're feeling and make them feel safe and loved and secure. And in a couples therapy, many people come to therapy looking for answers. They feel that they're not understood. They're not communicating the way they want to. Many of these issues will predate this particular relationship, because part of what happens is when individuals agree to commit to a relationship or to another person, a lot of family of origin feelings and memories pop up. And they can be very counterproductive if you've had bad experiences in early family of origin relationships. You're likely to bring back some of those expectations to this adult relationship. So the kind of therapy I do is really about understanding in a very multifaceted way what it is you're bringing to the relationship and what the problems really are. Most often couples come in presenting an argument or a difference, but as we sit with it, it's not really what they're arguing about. They're often arguing about things that predate this particular argument. Some of the hurt can come from this relationship, for sure, but a lot of it actually builds on memories of hurt in past relationships. So how that works is if somebody has been let down or hurt by mother or mother was absent, the baby, who's now the adult, will react in much the same way as the baby did in the beginning or the child in the beginning. If there's been loss, people will be very, very afraid of loss. If there's been abandonment, people in adult relationships will be terrified of abandonment. So people bring stuff in from earlier. And this is one of the things that we try to help partners understand, that people are reacting. They go into these huge, triggered, angry states. But it's not really about what's happened. If you can understand and sort of see through to the source of the upset, you stand a much better chance of actually calming and soothing and loving your partner so that they don't do this anymore, rather than taking it all very much at face value. And the other thing that I hope couples get from therapy is that they learn not to threaten the relationship, because so often people threaten, they say, I'm going to leave, and that just triggers worst fears in the person who's being threatened. I do a kind of therapy called psychobiological approach to couples therapy, which was developed by Dr. Stan Tatkin, who lives in LA. And he's approaching relationships in a very multi-dimensional way. One of the things that I love about what he's taught us is that you learn to read facial expressions. One of my favorite examples of this was a couple who were fighting, and she thought that he just had a lot of disdain for her. And she would always react to his disdain, and I videotape my couple sessions and then play it back. When I played back this particular couple, he was very surprised to see that his mouth drooped on one side. And that was what her brain was reading in this lightning fast way that brains tend to do, that he had feelings of disdain for her. But when he saw it, he explained that when he had been a small child, he had frostbite, and he had never regained full use of the muscles on that side of his mouth. And this helped the couple enormously, because then she realized that rather than him intentionally feeling disdain, this is something that he was unintentionally expressing. People who don't feel loved or listened to or appreciated or ignored often learn that the very thing that they're expecting is usually what their partners are longing for and missing as well.
Lisa, some really good information here today. I'm sure the listeners find this to be most helpful as well today. We are with Lee Kramer, registered psychotherapist with PRS Toronto, that matches individuals and couples with therapists suited to their needs here on eHealth Radio's Relationship Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Lee, what are some techniques preferred for couples therapy?
There are a number of different modalities that people use for couples therapy. I've trained in quite a few of them, EFT, which is emotionally focused couples therapy, which really focuses, all of them really focus on the same underlying issues that couples are experiencing. You just go about it in slightly different ways with slightly different focus. The one I do, which is this psychobiological approach to couples therapy, Stan Tatkin's approach, really gets to the attachment issues. What are you securely attached? How do you comfort yourself when you're stressed? Do you move to towards your partner, or do you move away from your partner? As a kid, how did you comfort yourself? How did you soothe yourself? Was there somebody there for you? And as we explore that, we begin to understand what's happening within the couple and how they might not be doing the things that are most useful for them or for happiness between them. Now, John Gottman talks about the four horses of the apocalypse in a relationship. And those are, if he sees criticism, contempt, defensiveness, or stonewalling in a relationship, he finds that those are the things that most often break up relationships. So there are many, many different ways of approaching a relationship. And I think people who are looking for therapy should explore the different ways, read some of the books by some of these authors. Sue Johnson has written a number of books, and Stan Tatkin has written a number of books. Those are the two that I have tended to use most recently.
I'm sure a curiosity would be, how long does couples therapy take? Is it weeks, months, maybe even a year or more?
Yeah, anything in that time span. It depends very much on what the couples bring to the room. If it's a quick fix, sometimes one session, and they will have the skills to keep moving and make their relationships happy. But people are very complicated, and we often get very irritable with our partners. We need to understand what is it about them and what they're doing that annoys and irritates us, what the couple actually want from the relationship, because they need to learn how to protect the relationship so that they can protect each other in public and in private. And sometimes people will out their partners. Sometimes there are issues dealing with out their partners by shaming their partners. Or you go to a party and the partner will leave the other person with a whole bunch of strangers, never checking in with them. And this can be very, very upsetting. So what we try to teach people to do is to prioritize each other's well-being. You know, that partners are in each other's care, and you need to make it explicit that you're there for your partner and your partner is there for you. So most often it takes a bit longer than one or two sessions, because people, as I said, are very complicated, and relationships are very complicated. We have all kinds of relationships. The love relationships, adult attachment relationship is probably one of the most complex, because each partner bringing their families and their family of origin issues into the mix. And you need to learn to deal with partners, parents, and sometimes they're stepchildren, sometimes they're children, and all of this gets incredibly complicated. So it's a question I'm asked a lot. How long will it take? I don't know. I say, the only way we'll discover this is by exploring and experience.
Totally understood. Each situation is unique in itself. Lastly, when do you know whether you should stay together or separate?
Again, this is an incredibly personal decision. No therapist should make this decision for the couple. I think the couple knows if they're feeling their best and they're feeling loved and they feel that their partner is on their side and making them feel as good as they can, they wouldn't want to leave. But sometimes that's not the case, and then therapists will help you work towards an amiable, amicable separation, which of course does sometimes happen. But it's such a personal decision. Nobody lives with the couple except the couple, and I really think that it's up to them and only them to make this decision.
Well, Lee, really good to have had you, and can't thank you enough for what you do in the space, and thanks for all the information shared here today. Where can listeners get all the details online on PRS Toronto?
I have a website. It's Lee Kramer, that's KRAEMER.ca, and PRS has a website in Toronto, which is PRS.org. PRS is Toronto-based way for people to find therapists who are highly trained and registered with the College of Ontario Therapists. So it's PRSToronto.com is the website. Highly recommended, well-trained therapists. So if you're looking for a therapist, either as an individual or for a couple, it's a good place to start looking if you're in Toronto. Thanks so much.
Lee, thank you. All the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
We have been speaking with Lee Kramer, registered psychotherapist with PRS Toronto that matches individuals and couples with therapists suited to their needs. And for further details, visit PRSToronto.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.